Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Ziad Khoury is with us, and Ziad is an expert in salesmanship. He has written books, including he's got a new book out right now that we're going to tell you about a little bit later. And he focuses on customer facing people, not the people behind the scenes doing the marketing and the PR and the advertising and all that, but the people who actually reach out and touch you and me, and the people who work for us who reach out and touch our customers. His new book is called Frontline Profit Machine, and he's our new friend. Ziad, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I said before you came here in the first part of the show, mm-hmm. that one of the things I got out of your book is something that I've known about for a long time, and that I've talked to my audience about over the years, and that is, many times success will happen if we just get out of our own way, and getting out of our own way is multifaceted. I got to get out of my own way as the owner of the company. I got to get out of my company's own way, me individually, and then I got to help my people get out of their own way. Sometimes we don't realize the resources, the opportunity, the power that we have because of we get in our own way. What do you think?
I would absolutely agree. I mean, you've got to give your people the infrastructure and the blueprint to thrive, then you need to get out of their way so they can do that. And, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. People are driven by their own set of motivational drivers. And once you are able to, put some of these things in place, people will thrive. And as a business owner, and I don't have to tell you that, you want to work on growing your business. You don't want to work on being in your business every single day. And the smaller the business, the more we find ourselves putting out fires and not being able to put the drivers in place where the business can thrive and you as the owner can continue to try to lead it and move forward with it.
Well,
and,
I'm so glad that you're saying this and have written this book right now, because here's the thing, Ziad. Mm-hmm. Small business owners don't need more capital. There's this big discussion about small business owners can't get the capital to grow their business, expand their business. Well, that's actually not true. Mm-hmm. And small business owners don't need more technology. Now, we love technology, we use it, and we're going to continue to use it, but we don't need more technology. The stuff we have actually is doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. What we need is more sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's the single thing. We don't need more. We don't need somebody to help. We don't need the bank, the government, to come in and give us loan us money or encourage other people to loan us money. We need more customers to buy more things from us. Now, you and I both know that the economy is off right now. So what do we have to do? What you and I have to do is make sure that when customers do come in, when we do talk to them, that we give them the maximum opportunity to do business with us.
And that is absolutely right. You can't control the economy. You can't control what the bank does. You can't control the loans they may be able to give you. You can't control what your competitors do. You can't control their pricing. You can't control their strategies. You can control what you do. Mm-hmm. With your own folks. You control the environment that you create. You control the type of people you attract. You control the kind of incentives you give, the kind of training that you give them, getting out of their way after a while. And you can what you control most is the customer that knocks on your door, calls you, or walks into your store.
Mm-hmm.
And, providing a service-based sales, all that provides a service-based sales opportunity, and getting your folks to capitalize on that is the key, because from the customer's perspective, the front line is your company. That's the experience that they have. I mean, you can have great systems and a great product and the rest of it, but if the person representing all that is not professional, does not connect with your customer, isn't able to move them in one way or another,
doesn't
responsive,
say
doesn't
say
doesn't
thank
go anywhere.
You. doesn't say thank you, says no problem instead of you're welcome, doesn't remember a customer's name who comes in the store all the time, acts like they never saw the person before. Those are intangibles, Ziad, that cost nothing to fix.
That's exactly right. And you don't need any more money from the bank to fix
that. Right.
You need better technology to fix that.
Mm-hmm. So how do we... Let's talk to us about getting out of our own way. First off, let's get ourselves out of our own way. What is it... What do managers do that cause us to get in our own way? Because, you know, if we're the manager, if people are relying on us for direction and for vision and for management... If we don't get out of our own organization's own way, they can't do their job.
Yeah, well, that's true. You see, you know, in most businesses, you know, the mindset is a completely operational mindset. So you've got the front line taking orders, right? Fulfilling a contract, ringing up something at the, you know what I mean, answering a question, completely reactive. Nobody's proactive. You've got managers, mm-hmm. you know, with an putting out fires. Completely, you know, task-oriented. They're taskmasters. And you want to change that entire...
And all they're thinking about is, how do I get more customers in the door? Instead of saying, how do I get more out of the customers who come in my door?
Absolutely. And what's even better would be to do both. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you've got the customers that let's fulfill the contract, let's get going. We've got somebody else behind them. And, you know, missing out on a huge opportunity, you know.
Yep.
When you start measuring what the opportunity is, it's scary. You know, when you start looking at the revenue impact of the front line and you look at your top 10% producers that are doing double what your bottom is,
right.
50% better than your average, that tells you the kind of potential that exists.
If somebody in your organization is doing well, but all the people in your organization are not, then maybe it's not your marketing. Maybe it's not your advertising. Maybe it's not your products. Maybe it's training of the people and getting the 80% of your sales force motivated and properly trained.
That's exactly right. Putting a system in place that gets them to thrive. And that system, you know, Jim, is more than one thing. It's setting the right expectations for your people, which starts with creating best practice sales and service standards. You've mm-hmm. got to share that with your people. You've got to identify it, and then you've got to share it. You've got to train it, and you have to measure it. You set the right expectations, right? And then you've got to motivate people to do it. And
right.
people are motivated three ways, and this is important. That's where most companies really fail, is the execution part. People are motivated by incentive money, and it has to be the right one. They're also motivated by recognition. You got to build their ego, make them feel good.
Right.
Give them a pat on the back. And then you've got to, people are also motivated by fear. In some cases, the biggest motivator. You've got to do
right.
all three. You've got to hold people accountable.
And you got to have the right blend. Folks, it might not be that you might not need more money for advertising and marketing, although you got to keep doing that. It might just be some of the solutions that you're looking for to more sales and profits will cost you nothing. And we're going to get Ziad to help us with this. Some more after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Little Stones bringing us back. The greatest garage band of all time. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there for you. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something you can take advantage of there. Read, listen, ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ziad Khoury is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Let me spell his last name. His first name, actually, Z-I-A-D. His first name, Ziad Khoury, K-H-O-U-R-Y, Khoury. I hope I'm saying that correctly,
Ziad.
You
are. And you spelled it correctly, too.
Well, as I've said many times, with a name like Blassingame, I try to get other people's names right. But that's how you say it, that's how you spell it. So check it out if you're Googling him. Ziad, how do we find you and how do we find your book?
You find my book. It's in all bookstores and in airports in January. So I'm happy about that.
Good for you.
And it's obviously on Amazon. And my website for the book is frontlineprofitmachine.com.
And your own company, though, you have a sales consulting company too.
Yes, I do. Yeah, we have a on-site sales management consulting company, and the company name is Frontline Performance Group.
Right. Okay. And that's
Performance
you got a website for that?
frontlinepg.com.
Okay, so check that out, folks. Ziad, one of the things that what we're talking about right now, folks, is how You know, Ziad, right now we really need to help small business owners grow their businesses without putting a lot of extra budgetary pressure on them, because the budgets are not there. Even people who are doing okay are having, you know, they're still having challenges. You know, just because you sell the business, especially if you're doing business to business, doesn't mean that money's coming rolling in right away. You know, 90's a new 30 these days, and so
that's right.
So cash is still an issue for everybody, even if they have good sales. So we gotta help people manage their cash better, and one of the ways to do that is to squeeze extra sales out of the people you're already talking to. Talk to us about how you gave us three examples. You got to compensate people, you got to motivate people, and you got to put a little bit of emphasis on some things. You gotta use the carrot and the stick sometimes, but that's how salespeople are motivated. If you've got the right salespeople, how can we do that so that our salespeople will make sure that we squeeze every nickel of sales out of the customers we have?
Well, again, you know, to a lot of businesses, almost every business, the people in power, so to speak, you know, understand the P&L statements real well, understand their, you know, what they're spending money on, and cost cutting and getting tight in that area is always, it's a reality, it's real, right? It's not always easy to do, it's easy to execute, it's not easy to do. Sales are hopeful, right? I hope my people can sell. And it's not as defined. The numbers don't fall they don't see it, the revenue come in as clearly as they would if they were to cost cut and see that cost saving. And what I'm here to say is, you know, you can only do so much of that. You've got to take sales from being hopeful to being a reality. And the only way to do that is to follow a blueprint I describe in the book, and that is to identify every customer touch point. What areas do I have? Where do my frontline people interface with my customers?
Tell us what you mean by touch point.
Touch point meaning where is there a revenue and sales and service opportunity? Mm-hmm. That's when somebody calls your store, right? Okay, how can I convert that customer to coming in? How can I convert that customer into a sale? Or how can I convert that existing customer into a bigger sale?
So one customer might call us. We need to make sure we're maximizing that phone call.
Absolutely.
One customer might send us an email. We've got to maximize that. Another customer might come by. We've got to maximize that. Another customer might just say, well, they know where I am. Why don't they call on me? You know, maybe we got to be, you know, more proactive with them. So that's what you mean by touch point. How the different ways, and see, those are all moving targets, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you know, in frontline selling, you usually have entry-level salespeople. Their confidence isn't the strongest. They get four or five no's in a row, and they're done. They're cooked. It's over for the rest of the week, and you're missing out on all those opportunities. So you've got to create the type of culture defined by how things are done in your business that motivates people, that keeps them focused, that keeps them wanting to capitalize on every one of those opportunities. Create the kind of managers that are you as the manager that continues to focus on service, on sales, on capitalizing on every opportunity. You know what the biggest killer in a sale is?
What?
People just simply not asking for the sale.
Exactly.
And unless you have a system and a culture that keeps people doing so, you're missing out on opportunities.
Do you think because we have, you know, When I came up as a young pup, Ziad, we had basically two touch points. They either call you or they came to see you.
Right.
You know, now that you've got all these extra touch points, you got the social media, you got all the different ways that customers can touch us and we can touch them. Do you think we need to segment our salespeople to make sure that we're using them the right way? I mean, we might have one salesperson who's a really good closer, but he doesn't like to use email.
Right.
And you got another person who's really good at social media, really good at technology, but they're not all that good at closing. Do we need to segment our people like that?
Well, obviously, if you have the luxury to do so, absolutely. I mean, you've got types. You know, you've got the profile. I've got a customer, for example, that does proactive chat. When you're on their site and you're displaying hot behavior, meaning, you know, interested behavior in their business,
right,
they pop up and they start proactively chatting with the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the type of, you know, chat agents there. Some are selling 100% better than others just through chatting with the customer.
Right.
That profile isn't necessarily the type of profile that's going to be on the streets knocking on yours.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have that luxury, absolutely, but there's just certain basic human drivers and that need to exist in all of your salespeople, and a lot of that you can create through the systems that you put in place.
The book is called Frontline Profit Machine. Ziad Khoury is the author. Ziad, come back again real soon. Let's talk some more about this.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.